There we go. That's a good intro.
That's a great intro.
Harry Potter.
Hey, it's Good Geekers. This week we're talking Harry Potter. Everything wizarding and witching and butterbeering.
We try to hit everything, but there's a lot in those books in detail.
We dabble in a little.
Yeah.
Try for a lot.
A little bit. And we have some special guests. So.
Yeah, special guests. We talk about movies, we talk about the books, some of our favorite parts.
Join us on platform 9 3/4 and let's get it started. Get Geekish back at it again. This time we're going down to, Diagon Alley?
Yeah. We're talking Harry Potter this week.
Harry Potter in the franchise. I don't know what that accent was. Let's go with it. I don't know. I went with it, but I didn't commit. That was the problem.
And thanks for joining us again. Follow us on the socials at GetGeekish, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. You can chime in and see the other funny crap that amuses us that we post throughout the week.
Yeah, there you go.
But we're also joined by some special guests this week. The other half of our Get Geekish crew. You guys want to say hi to everybody?
Hi. Hello. Apparently we're special. Super special.
We keep telling them that.
Yeah, they don't believe us. They got the deer in the headlight look, too. Did you see that?
A little bit. Well, we didn't really get much other than introduce yourself. So
that's true.
We'll start getting to the nitty-gritty when we start talking about the wizarding worlds, I'm sure. It'll make it a little more smooth of a transition, right?
There we go.
We'll take that as a no. Okay, but we're going to get excited about Harry Potter because the new Fantastic Beasts movie is coming out soon.
Also, if you notice, like, November is Harry Potter month for whatever reason.
I had no idea.
Like, Netflix just added all of them on there for November. They always do November TV binges of the movies.
What we do as well at home is we watch the Harry Potter movies.
In November, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why November?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It works.
Is it just like the transition that goes from V from Benedetta to, oh, Harry Potter? remember, Hogwarts!
remember, the Wizarding Cup. I don't know, it just kind of worked out that way. But I think we did it because the TV did it. So, like, one of the TV stations did a marathon of it. Yeah, shut up.
Blame TV, yep. Blame TV.
Going back to the 50s on that one. TV! But yeah, we decided we'd talk about the Wizarding World and bring in our expert panel.
Yes. We, there's four of us, right? So now it makes us a full panel. That's legitimate, right?
Well, here's the thing is I'm not... I've never read the books.
Bum, bum, bum.
You just lost some geek card, I'm pretty sure.
Well, okay.
At least three.
Okay.
In your defense, you have read books, though.
Oh, yeah. I never had the drive to read the Harry Potter books. I heard they're fantastic. But with those, when the movies came out, I didn't see them in theater. I didn't see all of them until 2 years ago when I started dating my wife. She's like, you haven't seen Harry Potter? I was like, no, the last one I saw was Order of the Phoenix or whatever.
Yeah, if I recall, we tried to get you to watch those a long time when you called us idiots for it.
I didn't call you idiots. I was just like, But...
did you think you were too cool for Hogwarts?
No, I didn't. Okay. When the first movie came out, everybody was so excited about it. I never read the books. I was like, oh, I should read these. But I also was like you when certain cartoons came out when you were a kid. I was past that age because it seemed like all the little kids were getting into it. But then I remember we were up staying somewhere at like a dude ranch or something in Estes Park. And Harry Potter came on the TV there. And I started watching. It's like, this is pretty cool. And that was the Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone from across the pond. But... it was good. But my parents are like, witches and wizards are stupid. I was like, I grew up watching Willow with you guys. What are you talking about? But so.
And I'll give you a card on that because when the Harry Potter series started getting popular, I had the same kind of thoughts because my first experience was, I think we bought my 8-year-old niece one of the Harry Potter books, walking through a store trying to find it. I'd never heard it before. I picked it up like, wow, some dumb kid's book about some nerdy kid with glasses. All right, whatever. It's not about real wizards.
Little did you know.
Yeah.
I had a similar. My mom bought it for me. And I rolled my eyes at her and said that it was a baby's book, kid's book. I think I was a senior in high school. So, yeah, I made her return it.
I had an opposite experience than all of you. So I was that nerdy kid with glasses and funky haircuts and everything. So my dad bought this for me, actually, in... I got obsessed very quickly.
Yeah, but you also were in Scotland, too, so you were right there in the wizarding world.
was in a village in Scotland. It wasn't very wizard-like.
So did you start them like when they first came out? You had to read them as they came out in the series?
I started reading like 3 books that had already come out by that point.
I feel like it's the tough thing with books because I get with TV series a lot. It's really tough for me to wait a week, let alone a season or a summer or a year for the next episodes to come out. So I almost like to wait till something's out and then just binge the entire season.
Well, it was kind of nice because we were traveling, and so I got to read the books on the airplane and everything like that. So it's kind of nice.
Do the books leave cliffhangery? Like, you know, when you...
Cliffhangery?
Yeah, when you get that last page, you're like, okay, what's going on? Like, it's open-ended?
The books are amazing, Derek. You really need to read them.
Well, they... Answer my question. I would say the books do a pretty good job of... wrapping each story up, like you can read each book start to finish and be like, oh, that was a good book, and you still want to know what's coming next.
Right.
But they wrap themselves nice into a, here's this book's story.
Because I think that's the problem with movies and TV shows is they adhere to the gotta have it now type of audience where they're like, look at this cliffhanger.
And yeah,
like,
somehow Hollywood copied the Dragon Ball Z format with sitcoms nowadays. Look, we've got a 40-minute show. We've got 38 minutes of prologue, 2 minutes of action, and then 2 minutes to talk about what's coming up next time.
Yeah. But, all right, so let's get into it.
Okay.
All right, so the first book. Do you still own it?
How many copies?
I own all of them.
No, but you own the first one. Since you were over across the pond living in Scotland.
The British version?
Yeah, yes. Is it Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah.
Okay, why did they change that for American audience?
Because philosopher is a very big word. Sorcerer is a lot easier to say.
No, it's not.
Speaking of big words, I will be the first to admit here, the first time I read the books and before the movies came out, Hermione in my mind was Hermione.
Me too.
Yeah, I said her name wrong too.
Well, didn't you guys, and I'm not concluding, I'm the outcast, but you all, there's a lot of weird names in the Harry Potter universe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Most of them are fairly phonetic because J.K. Rowling did a job of using actual root words from, was it Latin and other places?
Yeah.
So a lot of the characters' names get pulled from things that make sense.
Okay.
Hermione doesn't.
Yeah. That's
Hermione.
It's like a Boggle game gone wrong.
So, okay. What was, again, I'll be the moderator on this one because I never read the books.
There you go.
Favorite book in the series. We'll start with you, Bino.
You know, I have to say The Deathly Hallows. I think it was one of my favorite books.
I was stupid. I almost went part one or part two.
Another geek card right here, please.
It started getting pretty dark, but I feel like that was also in the heyday of when I was reading them. So I really, really got into that one reading as it came out, and it was...
That we read that one together.
No, we were the very last one.
Okay, yeah.
Because when the last book came out, we bought a copy and we couldn't share, so we'd sit on lay on the bed or the couch and just read together. And when you don't read at the same speed, you get in a lot of arguments.
I'm a slower reader than he is.
So what's your favorite book, Beth?
Probably that one.
The last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just so intense. But it was also my least favorite book because at the end it was like this loss, this sense of like, but there's no more. It's my over. Friends are all gone.
No, grown up and have kids. It's like life.
Empty nesting.
Ella, I already know the answer to this one, but go ahead and tell everybody else what's your favorite book.
I like The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Which,
that one's my favorite.
Coincidentally, is your least favorite movie.
Yeah, wasn't a huge fan of the movie, but I like the book, and it's probably one of the least favorite books of all of them, fan-wise. It's not very popular.
My favorite book is... I should really read them. So I remember when
What's your favorite movie?
Goblet of Fire, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I just like the way it's done and everything like that. So I remember... I think that was the last one I'd watched, and then I kind of went in and out of Order of the Phoenix, and then I stopped watching them for whatever reason. But I remember when I was watching them, I watched the first one, and then the second one, and then when I watched Prisoner of Azkaban, that's the shortest one out of the series, right? On the movie length? Or something like that?
I don't remember.
I know. I watched it with a Harry Potter fan, and they were so disappointed in that movie because it cut so much out that was pertinent to the plot. Which, if you read the books, you kind of knew what was going on. I didn't read the books. I was like, what? So I know that one's like a least favorite of a lot of people, but...
It was my least favorite.
Movie?
No, book.
Oh. Why?
Why?
Too much exposition.
So why was it your favorite book, Ella?
I can't really answer that one because I was a kid when I read the books. I just remember it was my favorite by the time I finished all of the books, but I can't really tell you why.
I think the series is it's written in a way, too, that you get different things out of it at what point you are in life. Reading as a kid versus an adult, there's way different subtext and a lot of things that go on.
True.
You identify with different characters. Like when we're starting to read the Sorcerer's Stone with our little one now and watching what she gets out of the book and then all of a sudden, like, citing and the professors and teachers are the ones that I'm now identifying with. And, wait, what? What?
Snape was right.
Get those kids back in that room.
So what was your guys' favorite movies then, Pino?
I could say my least favorite movie was probably Goblet of Fire. Was that the one with all the Quidditch in it?
That was the one with the
Goblet of Fire is when they had the games, like the he had to fight the dragon and stuff.
Because I liked it when they got to the actual games part, but like the first hour of that movie was nothing but Quidditch, it felt like.
Same with the book.
But the book, it seemed to go over pretty quick in the book. It was just they mentioned that other stuff was happening. The movie just, other stuff was happening. Hey, we're going to talk about this Quidditch match for an hour and a half. And then the match started. I liked the second half of the movie, but the first half, it just kind of lost me a lot. I felt like they made too big of a deal because they were trying to market Quidditch video games and stuff like that, that it had to be more Hollywood.
What, you don't go play Quidditch down on Saturday at City Park?
No, there's UNC's got an award, a nationwide Quidditch team.
Really want to do that.
Monica's elementary school used to have a Quidditch team.
Huh. All right.
Can we start a Quidditch league?
Yes.
How many people do we need?
Beth, what's your favorite movie?
I don't know. I could no sooner pick a favorite star. They're all awesome. All the books are awesome. I hate these questions.
Oh, okay. Ella?
I don't know if I can answer it. I really do love all of the movies.
Hmm.
I don't even have a least favorite.
Okay, what's one of your favorite characters from the series, book or movie?
Luna. I love Luna.
I'll second Luna. Yeah. She's my favorite also.
Like I've heard people say that she was more developed and everything like that as a character in the books than in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every character was, just by the stance of it's more space.
Book.
I do have to say, though, because, you know, I have a weird habit of when I'm watching a movie to go to IMDb and research stuff.
He's that guy.
Yep, I'm that guy.
All those commercials before the movie, that's why they have those.
Shut it. No. If it's in a theater, no. But if I've seen it before or whatever. But Luna was some no-name kid that never had any acting experience. And
wasn't she in the hospital for anorexia?
I think
and
so.
And
that's the story.
Yeah, and then it wasn't the movie director, was it?
I want to say it was J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, somebody said that if you get healthy and better, you can be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
That's at least the word on the street,
right?
If you will.
Well, for no acting experience, I think she did a great job.
Oh, she was exactly what I pictured Luna. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite character, Bino?
I was a big fan of Hagrid and Mad-Eye Moody. Probably two of my favorite ones. Like, a lot of the main characters. I liked all the main characters, but... Maybe it's because they were just such a focal point that they weren't. I wasn't a favorite of Harry or Ron or Hermione. It was just like, oh, okay, there. This is what the story's
Hagrid
about.
Hagrid was sweet.
Hagrid
Who
was great.
Who do you think was the most developed from the book, like most true to the character from the book into the movie?
I think they did a fabulous job casting.
Yeah.
So we were having the discussion about the Dumbledore actors because they had two different ones. Because
the first Richard Harris was the first one.
And at first, I was so upset because he was a perfect Dumbledore, but we were talking about that later. He would not have been good in the later movies because he was so frail and quiet and gentle. It's like, oh, Harry, we're going to take upstairs. Thing. Like, you can't just imagine him being this all-powerful, like, let me bust out my wand and break some crap up. Like,
Who was the guy that took over? Because Richard Harris was the first one, but he had alcohol problems.
Yeah.
I knew that. And I know a lot of people have a problem with the whole scene in Goblet of Fire where Dumbledore yells at him and is like, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Because in the book, it's just...
He asked nicely.
Yeah, it's a simple... So I wonder why they did that for the whole drama?
I would care. Probably the drama.
But we got a lot of good memes out of it, so... The Harry Potter memes, there's a lot of good ones out there. would you find, Mr. IMDb?
So it was Richard Harris and then Michael Gambon.
Oh, I thought it was a name I knew, but I guess not.
Yeah. But he did a pretty solid job. I didn't like the switch at first, but that was just, you see a movie and all of a sudden it's a different character and your brain doesn't click with it. But he was a pretty solid casting for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get serious now. No pun intended.
Yes, you did. You totally intended
that pun.
Yeah. I think he's my favorite character. But anyway, most heartbreaking moment from the books.
Oh.
From the books. Hmm. Spoilers alert. If you've never read the books, you probably wouldn't be listening.
Well, I mean, if you...
And are they different than in the movies?
That's the question.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, so it's the biggest heartbreaking moment for you readers who read the books. Well, we had a lot of vacant stares.
There were so many heartbreaking moments.
Did you cry when you read any of the books?
Dobby? I cried.
I cried a few times.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm a free elf.
You sounded like Pinocchio.
I know. I'm
a real boy. I will say one part that got me in the books that the movie didn't really get me at all was Snape's little always line in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Like when that whole part of the plot line came around, all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, Snape's a real person.
I thought when the twins died.
Oh, God.
That was heart-wrenching.
That was heart-wrenching.
I cried at that part.
The Weasley twins?
You take the series as a whole, and it's just like a giant murder fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. J.K. Rowling's like George R.R. Martin of the Wizarding World. All right, so what about the movies?
When Dobby died, hands down. I cried so hard. I still cry every single time.
Not the owl?
I mean... No.
I actually saw a thing where people edited that. Yeah, it was really funny. Look, I fixed it.
So Dobby for you?
Dobby. Every single time I watch that part, it rips my heart into pieces.
Not serious?
That part's sad. It's just not as sad as Dobby.
Why Dobby?
I have way too much of an attachment to Dobby. I think he's the cutest little character.
See, he's my least favorite character.
Oh, really? I love him.
I remember when they first... When I first watched it and he was in there, I was like, oh, this character's annoying. Yeah.
You take that back.
You just thought it was a little Jar Jar.
I think I did.
You take that back.
Me's a free elf.
I'll tell you, when Dumbledore died, I was not sad because I didn't believe it. I was, every single book after that, I was expecting him to miraculously come back.
See, I wasn't that sad because I was so expecting it.
Yeah,
by the time it happens, like somebody's gonna die, and like, oh, there he goes. And but like from the first book, my brain went to Dumbledore's his mentor, he's gonna die, and Harry's gonna learn something or become a hero because of it or something.
Yeah, it follows the hero's journey to a T. So that would be the
It was sad that he died, but it was near the end of the story, and you're like, ah,
I still didn't believe it.
I remember when
didn't or still don't.
He's coming back eventually. Actually, he is.
Technically, fantastic.
Back in time. Love it.
I do have to say.
Wibbly wobbly and all that.
I do have to say, like, I remember when that came out in the books, and, like, everybody's like, oh, a beloved character dies in this. I was like, who? Oh, Dumbledore. Cool. I thought, honestly, Snape was a bad guy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yeah, he was a little both. A little this, a little that.
I love that, though. But yeah. In literature.
What's his name? Alan?
Alan Rickman.
Mm. Yeah.
I love him.
He's amazing.
Do you think he was the best, like, adaptation from the character to the real life? Or?
He was one of the best. Like, even as far as the drawings go, you're like, that could be a sketch of Rickman in some of those books. And just his manners and the way he talked and that really slow draw out and his glares and everything. He was spot. Him and Hagrid were both, I think, to me, very, very much straight out of the book.
Okay, so here's another thing, because the first movie came out, what, after like the fourth book or fifth book came out, right? Something along those lines. The books were still coming out when the movies were being made.
Yeah, yeah.
Did your vision of what the characters look like change?
Oh, absolutely.
Were you disappointed?
No.
No, it actually, to me, it enhanced a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh yeah, that's Daniel Radcliffe.
I can't even imagine a different Trelawney or McGonagall. I mean... They're all the actors and actresses in that movie did fantastic. I can't think of one that I
can think of a couple.
What? Who?
Well, Cedric Diggory. I don't know if it's just because I was against Twilight, but he just was not.
But see, in that role, I saw it.
Maybe that's why he didn't like Goblet of Fire.
That could be too. Having a
damn you, Edward.
Where's his sparkle? But aside from that part, Crab and Goyle did not seem to fit as the movie characters very much. They weren't huge characters by any means. Like, they were just kind of side things. But the way they looked and acted in the movie did not jive with how I imagined they were in the books. They seemed more like big, rough and tumble, dumb bullies. Whereas in the movies, they seemed kind of like just oafs that were, whatever Malfoy says, okay.
God, Malfoy, man. He had that face. I just wanted to punch.
I think we can all hate the Malfoys.
Yes.
That movie, like, if I ever meet that kid that played Malfoy, I would be hard-pressed to not want to punch him in the face.
It's funny you say that. I made Ella watch Planet of the Apes, the new one, and he's in that, in the first one, and she's like, hey, it's Malfoy. And then when he gets beat up by the monkey, she's like, damn right.
Suck it, Slytherin.
Well, it's like him and the kid that plays Joffrey from Game of Thrones. It's like, they're just that, they, have you noticed they're both blonde kids, too?
Yeah.
Both British blonde kids. There's something there. Anyway.
Just found Derek's prejudices.
I'm just saying, they make good villains. Favorite moment in the books?
Things that make you go,
Yeah. I'll go back to the first book. The first time when you're reading through and you figure out the whole Voldemort Tom Riddle thing. Like, that was, all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, this book just got cool. Because that was a quick
that
read.
Was
I didn't
really
read, I didn't read it until college, but I read the whole thing on, like, a weekend, and it comes through. And not really knowing what to expect, all of a sudden, all the pieces just fall into piece. You're like, whoa, everything in this book has just led to this exact point right here.
So, Voldemort was in the first book. So, do you think she rearranged Voldemort just to see what it could spell and then made Tom Riddle? Or do you think she went in with a plan?
I think for this, she had to have had some sort of plan, right? Because there was too much attention to detail and things that were in that first book that were brought up way later and things that were in that first book that ended up...
I feel like if we tweeted J.K. Rowling, maybe she might answer that.
Or maybe it's already been answered. I just need to Google.
Yeah, maybe.
It's too much work. So we do this. We don't have time to research these things.
Favorite moment for you, Ella? Oh, yeah.
That's a really hard question.
Because you haven't read the books in so long?
That. And also, I don't know if I could pick a favorite moment.
All right. Okay, what about from the movies? There has to be a favorite moment from the movies. Right?
That's also a hard question. There's so many good moments in the movies, too, though.
Okay.
What are some of your favorites about that? Some you really enjoy?
I really enjoyed it when they saved Fox, because that was sad when he died. But so I liked it when he was saved, and then also, I liked the Battle of Hogwarts. That was just such a well-made, spectacular scene, and seeing everybody work together and.
That was intense. When that came on TV the other day, and I forgot just how intense that scene needs to be. All those characters put together. I mean, that was. They make a big deal about having the Avengers movies all put together and all the heroes. Like, that was pretty on par with that. Having all those Harry Potter characters together was on par with the Avengers casting of all in the same room, all doing their thing. And
all right. Well, you guys made me think of something. So, Harry Potter himself, the hero of the series, would he have actually been able to do anything without the help of his friends?
No.
So
he would have died.
Who do you think
it's like the whole message of the book.
Right. Who do you think the true hero of the series is?
Hermione.
Oh, really?
Hedwig.
The owl?
I'm kidding. Oh.
I can have to go Scabbers on this one. Well, I think that's kind of the thing. There wasn't a one hero. That, like Beth said, it was the whole hero of the whole idea of the books.
The main hero of the movies, at least from what I watched, Neville. Yeah,
there are people have said that. You're not alone in that.
Just you know, he's this side character that nobody's really paying attention with, and all of a sudden at the end of it, he just saves the day.
Luna, yeah. too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's saying Neville's like the hero of the book is saying like a place kicker is the hero of an NFL team.
Hey, kickers win games.
And again,
that's all they do. They don't do anything else.
It's a team effort.
I know. I'm just saying, I remember when, like, because I watched, the, you know, all of them for the last ones for the first time a couple years ago. When I saw him stab the snake, I was like, oh, what?
I think the hero is Hogwarts.
Neville was one of the characters that had so much growth in it as you got to grow with this nerdy outcast. And by the end of the book, you're like, yeah, this kid turned out all right. I, you know, just you get to like grow with him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even like Harry, there's some of the books, especially where he got super moody.
Oh, my
and God. Reading the book, you're like, man, this kid is a whiny little turd.
Yeah, even watching the movies, I'm like, dude, mm-hmm. grow up.
And then he grew up.
I thought of my favorite.
What's that?
The Bogart part.
Okay.
I even used that with our daughter when she was having fears of the dark and whatnot. Like, just ridiculous. You just take your fears and imagine them silly and change it all around.
Yeah, yep, I did somehow like sharks when singing the baby shark uh-huh. song are less scary than the yeah. sharks trying to eat you.
So thank you, Harry Potter, for some parenting tips. It was fabulous.
I know Ella's one of her biggest problems with the movies is Harry Potter's eyes.
Doesn't have Lily's eyes.
Because one of the whole lines is he has his mother's eyes. But
you say it in like every single movie.
Daniel
like,
Radcliffe
true.
Couldn't wear the contacts, so they're like, rather than CGI on.
Plot hole.
I know. I know that makes her really mad because like whenever they say the line, she's like,
no, he doesn't.
But, so.
It's just more of a pet peeve.
That's interesting, too, because I thought about that, because the fact that he couldn't wear the contacts, if it changes it a little bit. Because for other parts, like, just put some contacts. It's not that hard to fix, but when the kid can't wear them, it's...
Yeah, I mean, he was how old when it started out? Like,
eight or something?
Eight or nine.
Yeah, so...
So Monica's age.
Putting contacts in a kid, and like...
There's no way Monica would be able to wear contacts.
And I don't think CGI was good enough back... Well, no, it might have been, but I don't know.
It had to have been, because there's a lot of things in...
That's true. That's true.
If there was a man living in another man's head that turned into a giant snake.
If he could swallow a snitch, he could wear contacts. CGI is eyes.
Dragons. Those ones were real. Dementors.
That's the worst thing about prison is the Dementos.
Just watch that episode.
I think for me, when I found out about the whole love triangle between Snape and Harry Potter's mom, like when they put that together, I was like, oh, no wonder he's a twat. Like, just like the way everything goes with that. But I mean, it's also kind of like, dude, you're holding against this kid that because you loved his mom.
I had heard an interesting theory. Some of my coworkers were actually talking about the love triangle of Lily, James, and Snape. And they hadn't, I don't think they'd read all the books, and they just seen part of the movies. And they had this theory going through the first time of as soon as Snape started talking to Harry, like, oh my god, Snape is Harry's dad.
Okay.
And you take out one part of the book in the movie where they explain why mm-hmm. that happens. You take that one page out and the love triangle story is perfect.
Yeah, no, when I saw the movie in the movie theater, I actually thought that was going to be something they changed.
Uh-huh.
Is like Snape being the father. And you could ask my friend Nick Dot. I was sitting there like, oh my god, they're going to change it. They're going to change. They obviously didn't, but.
There's a lot of fan theories about Harry Potter series and there's eight books, something like that.
Math.
How many movies?
One, two,
maybe
three,
seven
four,
books.
Five,
something.
Six. Eight movies, seven books.
So set. Well, not counting Fantastic Beasts,
well,
which
yeah,
is,
yeah.
But yeah. So seven books, which has a lot of detail in those books, but it's crazy. And this goes back to our podcast of where we talked about conspiracy fan theories. I mean, there are so many that still people dive into because there's so much history that could be about the Wizarding World
mm-hmm.
that J.K. Rowling's kind of hinted with, and she's expanding more with Fantastic Beasts and the Cursed Child and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, I think the part that's interesting about being an author, because all of the super fanboys and fangirls get in there and want to know every little nitty-gritty detail and why this, and you have to conceive that when this story's being written, with how many details and how many pages these books are, there had to be some stuff like, throw a talking plant in, why not? How about some spiders? Yeah, we need some spiders, they're creepy.
I Googled some fan theories.
Ooh. This Harry Potter fan theories.
This one's interesting. Ron Weasley is actually a time-traveling Dumbledore.
No. So he's a Time Lord? What?
Dumbledore.
Snape.
Neville wasn't bad at magic. He was just using the wrong wand.
That happens to the best of us.
Whose wand were you using?
Doesn't the wand choose you, though?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this analogy's not going to go on there.
If it's making you do that face, maybe don't read it. Or do.
We're looking at fan theories or like...
Fan fiction.
That one just doesn't make sense at all.
Oh, okay.
It's not a Nimbus 2000.
Okay, I'll just read it. Let's see. I just lost it now. Dumbledore is death. That's not the one making the face for, but
there,
he's personified.
There's a theory that's he's death. I sent it to you the other day. I don't remember what it was, but it was like he's death. Harry Potter is the three brothers thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't Harry the cloak.
Yeah.
Because he has the invisibility cloak.
And then Snape was...
Sort of the Wizarding World version of...
The Holy Trinity.
Mother Goose. Oh,
yeah, never mind that one.
Harry's love for Ginny is a drug-induced illusion.
Hmm. Yeah, how do you guys feel about who ended up with who at the end of the movies and the books?
I'm so glad that Hermione didn't end up with Harry Potter.
See, that's what I was on the whole book. Like, you were just waiting for that to happen.
I think that's why she made it not happen. I was like, I always thought that they did end up together. And then I watched the movies. I'm like, oh, he's with Ron's sister.
And that was one part that reading the books, it wasn't bad. But the movies alone, all of a sudden it was like there was no interaction the entire movie. Oh, by the way, I shacked up with your sister.
I was going to say, Jenny, I heard, has a bigger role in the books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that explains a little bit more.
Yeah, the movies, all she got was like a few glances or... like looking up around the corner or something like that. And then at the end, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, they got together.
Oh, Harry.
Who wouldn't want to be with Harry?
Right. Well, and then, you know, okay, so what are you guys' thoughts about The Cursed Child?
I didn't read it.
Because it's a screenplay.
I was so disappointed.
Me too.
Everybody was.
I was so upset.
Everybody thought it was a new Harry Potter book. You buy it and it's a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really bad because I bought it for Ella as a present. And she's
and
like,
I was so excited. And then I read it and I was like, what the hell is this?
She's like, oh, yay, thanks. But yeah, I mean, I think overall that J.K. Rowling did a good job. I agree. I'm glad that Harry Potter didn't end up with Hermione because it's just too cliche of, you know.
But couldn't Hermione done better than Ron?
And what was wrong with Ron?
What's wrong with Ron, huh?
Well, for one, it's broken wand.
It's how you use it that matters.
It's got a slight bend.
I found the theory about the three brothers on there. It was Snape, Voldemort, and Harry, three brothers. Dumbledore is death. Yeah, he greeted Harry at King's Cross and was the one behind Snape and Voldemort's death.
Yeah.
Woo! That seems a little...
we've read more outlandish ones than that, but... Yeah, so, I mean... We haven't even touched Fantastic Beasts, which,
I'm so excited.
That guy, that wasn't really a book. It was just a guide.
Straight to movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was based off of the guide, Monster Guide?
One of the textbooks they read at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And then it goes back through, and it...
And you can buy, you could even, prior to the movie, buy the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them book. Mm-hmm. Just really tiny. And some versions have Harry Potter's annotations in them. Mm-hmm. I know because I used it as a lesson for why to annotate in my class.
See, that's actually a reason to annotate.
Yeah. It made annotating far more cool.
So I know we all got our tickets, right? For
Oh, yeah. We're seeing it opening weekend, right?
Yep. So I know we're excited. We could listen to us talk about this forever. We could even go into other fan theories and whatnot. What are some of your favorite moments from the movies? Favorite movie, favorite book? Something like that, right?
Just share some Harry Potter love with us.
It seems like almost everybody likes Harry Potter in some sense of the word. You know, I enjoy the movies. They're entertaining. I may compare them to Lord of the Rings, but...
In every single movie. That was the most frustrating thing about watching the Harry Potter movies with you, is you're like, oh, well, in Lord of the Rings, blah, 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 blah. Well,
that would be annoying.
Every Lord of the Rings movie. Did it first. Thanks, Tolkien.
Oh, one more thing. Harry Potter Land was amazing.
Yeah.
It made it feel like you were in the books. I want to go so bad.
How was the butterbeer there?
Really delicious.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Much like the books, I'm fairly certain if you went on a not crowded time, you could spend an entire day in that little part of Harry Potter Land.
Did you try to run through a wall?
Maybe.
We definitely bought our daughter a wand so that we could play with it.
Nice.
It did magic.
It did.
Did it choose you or you choose it?
We chose it.
Actually, you know what? One final thing on your final thing. What's everybody's house? We all did the Wizarding World quiz, like the legit
the Pottermore one.
Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff.
Ravenclaw for me.
Gryffindor.
Do you know your Patronus?
I don't like mine.
What is it?
I don't like mine either.
Just because you don't like it. I don't like mine.
Mine's like a deer hound.
That was mine. That's dumb.
Aww. What's yours?
I don't remember. I think it was an otter.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
Isn't that Hermione? No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's a kingfisher. So, a stupid bird.
It's not a stupid bird. Kingfishers are cool.
I know. Whatever.
You're Ravenclaw.
I know.
Bird on bird.
Anyway, comment below your favorite moments, your house, whatever. What maybe even, and if you haven't figured out your house, we'll include the Pottermore.
The link to Pottermore. Yeah,
yeah. We'll do that.
That's one thing I wish with Pottermore is that you could actually take the test more than once. Because maybe you change.
You can't do that in Harry Potter. Once you're sorted, you're sorted.
Right, but Harry Potter even had a little bit of a choice. You get sorted, but then you have a choice.
He takes your opinion into consideration.
How do you remember? Know Pottermore doesn't?
Harry Potter was sitting there going, not Slytherin, not Slytherin. Remember?
Yeah, remember when we just watched it and it barely touched Malfoy's head and was like, Slytherin!
Yeah. Monica thought it was funny.
Don't touch me!
Don't put me on that kid's head, Slytherin! Anyway, we'll end it now for real.
Yes, enough wizards for this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Ames for playing us back on Wednesdays. And we'll see you at Get Geekish.